get better with Blue Cross, Blue Shield of Tennessee. Raiders are shooting 2 out of 7 from the field, 1 of 2 from three-point range. And Xavier, 1 of 3 from the field, 0 of 1 from three-point. Xavier, 4 rebounds, Middle Tennessee, 3. Xavier also has 4 turnovers, Middle Tennessee with 2. And the Raiders, who jumped out to a 5-0 advantage, lead now by a 5-4 margin. Xavier gets the ball in backcourt after the traveling violation before the timeout. And it'll be Hawks to bring it down. Hawks penetrates into the lane, shoots a runner there and misses. The rebound taken by Lakin Leonard. Got to keep Hawks out of the lane. She missed that one, but that leaves the post players open for shots sometimes. Ebony Rowe out front. Iceland Eli for 3 comes up short. And the rebound taken by Amber Gray. Gray gives it to Hawks, and Hawks will bring it down. Raiders leading by a point. Out on the wing it goes to Holmes. Holmes starts a drive to the baseline. Shot no good, and a foul inside. I believe it's on Janae Brinkley. And it is. And that'll be the first foul on Janae. Second team foul. 2 shots for Lynette Holmes at the free throw line. 6-foot sophomore, 61% for the year. Knocks the first one down to tie things up. It's all tied up at 5 points apiece. Kiki Stewart is in for Iceland Eli for Middle Tennessee. Second shot is good by Holmes, and that will put Xavier up by a point. That's 6-5. Raiders working in the front court. High post, Kiki Stewart. Turnaround shot, no good. Rebound taken by Holmes. And Holmes will bring it down the floor. Holmes, top of the key, shovels it back to Gray. Over on the right side to Hawks. Hawks, little head fake, spin move inside. Penetrated, got the shot up and scored. 8-5. That is 8 unanswered points scored by Xavier. As Shanice Kaysen, who checked back in, gives it to Courtney Jones. A runner down the baseline is no good. Rebound out front grabbed by Hawks. Hawks with a 2-on-1. Kaysen trying to pick her up. That should be a charge, and it is. Charge on Hawks. That will be her first foul. Second team foul on the Musketeers. Raiders get the ball in backcourt with 14:19 remaining. Janae Brinkley checks in for Lakin Leonard for Middle Tennessee. Ashley Wanninger in for Shatara Hawks for Xavier. Here's Kaysen to bring it down. Xavier leading 8-5. Over to Jones on the right wing. Xavier goes to a zone. Courtney penetrates, loses the dribble. Scramble for the loose ball and tied up. Should go to Middle Tennessee on the possession error. Raiders get the ball and fortunate to still have possession after Jones' move into the lane resulted in a loose ball on the floor. Courtney will inbound it from the baseline down to our right as we view it from press row here in Cincinnati. Comes in to Kaysen, out on top to Ebony Rowe. Rowe bounce pass to Jones. Courtney back to Kaysen. Shot clock down to 8. Over it comes to Ebony Rowe. Kiki, 4-3, going to be short. Didn't hit the rim. Ebony with a rebound. Kaysen got it up, but not in time. Shot clock expires, and the ball will go to Xavier in backcourt. First shot clock violation, but one other time the clock was down to almost zero when the Raiders threw up a 4-shot and missed it. Here's Gray on the right side. Just muscles her way into the lane for a jump shot and scores. 10 straight points scored by Xavier, and they lead 10-5. Inside, Ebony Rowe. Hooks with the left hand, off no good. Check a foul. Foul is on Amber Gray. That's her first. Third team foul on the Musketeers. Ebony Rowe to the free throw line will shoot 2. 6'1 sophomore from close by. Out of Dunbar High School in Lexington, Kentucky. Free throw number one is off the rim, no good. Coming in for Xavier, Patchko, a starter back in. Amber Gray is out. One more shot for Ebony Rowe at the free throw line to our right. Raiders in their blue traveling uniforms, trimmed in white, and a little gray there. Free throw good. Ebony hits one out of two. Breaks a long scoring drought for the Raiders. It's now 10-6 Xavier. Lake and Leonard back in, and Janae Brinkley out for Middle Tennessee. In backcourt, Moss. Raiders back in their press, and a ball to Holmes. Eli, or Rowe, just missed a deflection. Drive through there, and the shot no good, and Patchko rebounds, puts it back in. 12-6 Xavier. Courtney Jones out on the left wing. Turns, gives the ball to Kiki Stewart, still behind the three-point arc, to Ebony Rowe at the foul line. Lowers her head, shoots it off the glass, no good, and the rebound taken off by Stratman, the big 6'3 freshman who came in, and Xavier works in front court. On the wing, it goes to Wanninger. Holmes in the corner, works around the pick, drives through there, and ran over Kaysen. And it will be a foul on Holmes. That'll be her first. Checking in, Lauren March will come in for Lake and Leonard for Middle Tennessee. With 12:46 left in the half, Xavier leading by a score of 12-6. Here's Kaysen to bring it down. Left wing, Courtney Jones on the post, Ebony Rowe. Starts in, turns, back to Kiki Stewart, back to Ebony. Spins in the lane, up off the glass, no good, she's fouled. It's going to be Patchko picks up her second foul, fifth team foul, and Ebony Rowe to the free throw line will shoot two. Raiders jumped out 5-0, but have been outscored 12-1 since that early lead, and Xavier leading here 12-6. Ebony Rowe with a chance to pick up a couple at the free throw line. And the first one is off the rim, no good. Back in, Amber Gray, and Wanninger is out. One more shot for Ebony Rowe, who is averaging a double-double for Middle Tennessee. Second foul shot in the air, and that one's good. So for the second time, she makes one out of two, and it's 12-7 Xavier. Raiders in their full-court pressure defense. In backcourt, this is Hawks. Hawks pass up. Rowe just missed a steal. Moss down to Gray. Penetrates inside. Shot good by Amber Gray. 14-7 Xavier. Raiders in front court. Down low it goes. Ebony Rowe off the glass and scores. That's her first basket. They got it inside to the post, and Ebony got the points, 14-9. And now foul on the Raiders on the press. Courtney Jones picks up the foul. That is her first. And we've got a timeout with 11:59. remaining here in the first half, with timeout to score, Xavier 14, Middle Tennessee 9. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
The state of denial is a drag and a trial. When I bought my cheap insurance, should have known this day would come. Now I've had an accident and I'm feeling quite alone. Called them at least 20 times, but they won't pick up the phone. Without personal service, my policy's kind of worthless. Get to a better state, State Farm.
In Murfreesboro, call Andy Womack. And in Brentwood, call DeJuan Buford.
Attention Blue Raider fans, start next year's housing hunt today. Visit www.mtstudenthousing.com to connect with Murfreesboro's premier student apartments, University Gables, Raiders Crossing, and the Woods at Greenland. Between updated amenities, awesome locations, and great values, you'll find the perfect place to call home next year at www.mtstudenthousing.com. Pay less, play more, and walk to class. Visit www.mtstudenthousing.com.
It's MTSU Sports on WGNS.
14-9, just under the 12-minute mark here in the first half. It's easier than ever to apply to MTSU. A new website can answer all your questions, whether you're a first-time freshman, transfer student, or a re-enrollee. Check it out at apply2mtsu.com. That's apply, the number 2, mtsu.com. Lady Raiders, 3 out of 13 from the field, 23%, 1 of 4 from 3-point, 2 of 4 at the foul line. Xavier, 5 of 9, 56%, 0 of 1 from 3 and 4 of 4 at the free throw line. 9 rebounds for Xavier, 5 for Middle Tennessee. Xavier puts the ball in play. They're leading by 5. Here's Holmes out on the left wing to Hawks. Hawks guarded by Kaysen. Hawks is small, 5'3", but very quick and likes to penetrate. Here she comes. Dishes off this time to Moss. She'll penetrate the lane, dump it underneath, and the basket by Stratman, who is positioning herself on the opposite side. Down to Courtney Jones. Inside, Iselin Eli turns, fires it up, and scores off the post. 16-11, Xavier. Raiders press. And backcourt, Hawks gives it over to Gray. Back to Hawks. Hawks comes across the line, kicks it in the corner. Holmes thought about a three, takes it on top to Gray. Her three, no good. And the rebound, Stratman gets it back to Hawks. Her three is no good. Iceland Eli has the rebound for Middle Tennessee. Over it comes to Kaysen, 16-11 Xavier, to Janae Brinkley in the left corner. Back out to Kaysen. Kaysen to Jones on the left wing. Across it comes to Eli. Good shot away here. Out it comes to Courtney Jones. Jones to Ebony Rowe. Into the lane. She comes. Eli fires. Shot clock violation. And that is the second shot clock violation for Middle Tennessee tonight. Coming in for Xavier, 22, Sabrina Johnson. Stratman is out. Musketeers play it in backcourt. It comes into Hawks to Stratman. No, Stratman's not out. She's still in there. Hawks with a dribble up to the center line to Johnson. Over to Moss. Moss has a ball deflected. Loose ball picked up by Ebony Rowe, and she's fouled from behind by Johnson, who just came into the game. Her first foul. That is team foul number 6. On the Musketeers, 10:21 left in the half. Raiders down by 5 at 16-11. Shanice Kaysen to bring it down. Kaysen to Jones on the left wing. Jones inside to Ebony Rowe, underneath against Johnson. Kicks it back to Jones in the left corner. Brings the ball back out front to Kaysen. Kaysen out high to Iceland Eli. Now to Rowe, out behind the circle. Jones fakes, penetrates, feeds underneath. The ball deflected and stolen by Holmes, and Courtney's down on the floor. Here with the ball is Holmes, over to Moss. Moss kicks the ball out to Stratman, back to Moss in the corner. Her three, no good. Rebound taken by Johnson. She follows and scores. And Courtney Jones is injured. She's hurt her ankle. It is 18-11. Courtney's bent over double in pain. Alicia Grover, the trainer, will come out, and Courtney's limping to the sideline. So Janae Brinkley back in. It'll be Shanice Kaysen to bring it down. 18-11 Xavier. Kaysen to Brinkley on the left wing. Back to Kaysen it comes. Kaysen guarded out front by Hawks to Iceland Eli. Puts it on the floor, drives through, tries to feed it out, intercepted by Hawks. Hawks pushes the dribble hard, loses it, Ball's on the floor, scramble for it, and going to be tied up. Tried to get a timeout, but the official had signaled a held ball earlier. The ball will go back to Xavier in front court. It'll be Stratman to inbound. And it comes to Hawks. I think Courtney's going to have to go back to the locker room, or at least now she's down on the end of the bench. They're checking on that right leg or right ankle. There's a three in the air, no good, and a foul on the three-point shot. Lakin Leonard, something you don't want to do. So there'll be free throws coming for Xavier. Number 13, Ashley Wanninger, will go to the line. Has not missed a free throw this season. Well, she has attempted many. 4 for 4. This one is good. 19-11. We have 8:50 remaining here in the first half. Raiders trail by 8. One more for, or two more, actually, for Wanninger. She misses this one, and now she'll get one more. That's her first miss of the season. And one more coming for the 5'10 sophomore Wanninger. It is up, and that one is missed. So she misses 2 out of 3, and the Raiders get the basketball as it is off Johnson out of bounds. Kaysen to bring it down. Raiders down by 8, need a basket here. Brinkley on the right wing. Bounce pass into Ebony Rowe. Underneath, reverse layup, comes up short. Johnson gets the rebound. Musketeers bring it down. Hawks walks it across the line this time. Puts it on the floor, drives right all the way into the lane, and they'll have Kaysen on a block, and that'll be her first foul. Fifth team foul. It'll go out of bounds under the basket to the Musketeers. Fresh shot clock. Hawks going to put it in play. Looking, gets it out to Stratman. Back to Hawks out on the right wing. Works around a screen from Stratman. Coming left side to Moss. Moss guarded by Leonard. Top of the key for 3. No good. Rebound taken by Janae Brinkley. Brinkley quickly in the front court and threw it away. Tried to hit Ebony Rowe, breaking down the floor in transition. Just threw it over her head and out of bounds. Football would be an incomplete pass. Here it's a turnover. Hawks in back court. Long pass, and she's going to throw that one out of bounds. So the Raiders get it right back on a long diagonal pass, which went awry. It hit right below our broadcast location here, and Kaysen will bring it across the line. 8 minutes remaining in the half. Over to Brinkley on the left wing. Skip pass low. Good position. Ebony Rowe missed the shot, but she's fouled, and Ebony will go to the free throw line, where tonight she is 2 out of 4. And the foul is on, I don't know, we'll figure it out during the timeout. A Toots timeout. Toots, your home for good food and fun with the score, 19-11 Xavier. Back after this from Nelligan Sports, you're on the Blue Raider Network.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A Go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per-check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your Go account at one of Ascend's 3 Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
Hey guys, remember your 20s? You tested every limit and tackled every challenge. Years later, you lost it.
Until now, Complete Nutrition just released the brand new Charger Test. For men over 30, Charger Test will give you the energy, the weight loss, and the muscle tone that you once had. The newest and strongest formula for men over 30. Find Complete Nutrition in Cool Springs in Thoroughbred Square across from P.F. Chang's and in Murfreesboro on the corner of Medical Center Parkway and North Thompson Lane next to AT&T.
WGNS, AM/FM, online.
You can read all about Blue Raider sports in the Daily News Journal. The DNJ is Rutherford County's first source for news, sports, and much more. Visit VNJ.com today. Raiders trailing 19-11, 4 out of 16 from the field, 25%, 1 of 4 from 3, 2 of 4 at the line. Xavier, 7 of 15, 47%, 0 of 5 from 3-point range, 5 of 7 at the free throw line. 13 rebounds for Xavier, 8 for Middle Tennessee. Turnover, 6 for the Raiders, 8 for the Musketeers. Ebony Rowe at the free throw line to shoot 2. Third time she's been fouled. She's made 2 out of her first 4 free throws. This one no good off the rim. Ebony only 35% on the season. Been working hard on that aspect of her game. Second shot up there, no good. Spins out. Rebound taken by Lynette Holmes for Xavier. Still 19-11 Musketeers. Hawks in front court. Right wing goes to Holmes. Guarded by Brinkley. Inside to Moss. Spins and backs it up and scores. Nice little spin move by Moss to make it 21-11. And Xavier in a double-digit lead now. Brinkley inside. Ebony Rowe spins. Back to Brinkley and threw it away. And the Raiders turn it over for the seventh time in the game. Xavier with 8 turnovers. In backcourt, it's Stratman. Inbounding to Hawks. Hawks takes a look. Bothered back there by Brinkley. Loses the ball. It's out of bounds to Middle Tennessee. And good pressure defense that time. Forces their 9th turnover. Hawks is out. And back in is Wanninger for the Musketeers. It'll be Brinkley putting it in play to Eli. Skip pass down low, and that's going to go out of bounds. Deflected by the defense. Nope. Didn't touch anybody. So it'll go back to the Musketeers. And we've got a 30-second timeout taken by Coach Ensel as back-to-back turnovers. Give the ball back to the Musketeers. 21-11, Xavier, 7:13 left in the half. A reminder, one lucky Blue Raider fan will have a chance to drive into 2012 in a brand-new Ford vehicle courtesy of Miracle Ford of Gallatin and Al White Motors in Manchester. Stop by either location. Register to win tickets to the New Year's Eve doubleheader with South Alabama. Get your name in the drawing for a half-court shot to win a new Ford. It's all part of a big New Year's Eve event with the Middle Tennessee chapter of the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. That's Miracle Ford of Gallatin, Al White Motors in Manchester. Get in there. Get your name in the hat, not only for free tickets to the game, but for the chance to shoot a half-court shot for a brand-new vehicle. All inbounded to Moss. Moss in backcourt. Raiders still in their 2-2-1 press. Over to Stratman. Stratman holding. Stratman back to Moss. Moss tries to come up the sideline. Stops the dribble. And a foul on Janae Brinkley. Raiders had Xavier in the situation they wanted him in and then committed a foul, which actually bailed him out, gave him a new 30-second clock. The ball coming in play to Moss. Moss will bring it across the line. 21-11, Xavier. Moss out front, starts down the right side of the lane, backs it up on the dribble. Feeds the ball out to Holmes. Brinkley just missed a steal. Holmes, with her back to the basket, next going to try to throw up a shot there, and it's out of bounds. It'll go to Xavier under their basket. 11 on the shot clock. I think Courtney Jones going to be able to come back in. And walking rather gingerly on that right ankle, but she'll replace Janae Brinkley. Here's Gray to put it in play under the basket. Officials trying to, says they line up in a stack on the right side of the lane, a little pushing and shoving. They're going to put it in play. Out front it comes to Hawks. Hawks kicks it in the right corner. Moss with 4 on the shot clock. Fires up a long 3 that is no good. And the rebound taken by Gray. misses, but she is fouled. I think Kiki Stewart, who just came in, is going to get that foul. That will be number one on Kiki. Seventh team foul, but two shots coming for Amber Gray. 6'1 junior. At the line for two, and the first one is up and good. Bounced it in. 22-11, Xavier. One more for Gray, and it is good. Bounced it in. 10 points for Gray. 23-11. Kaysen to Courtney Jones. Top of the key, guarded by Moss. Right side, Kaysen. Kaysen to Ebony Rowe. Back and in. And up for the left-hand block. Get it back. Puts it up again. Scores. Good second effort by Ebony Rowe to make it 23-13. Raiders in the press. In backcourt, Stratman to Hawks. Hawks to Stratman. Stratman across the line, stolen by Lakin Leonard. Leonard going to come down to Courtney Jones for three on the wing. No good off the rim. Rebound chased down by Ebony Rowe. Back to Kaysen. Kaysen fires from three. That one's good. An MTMC three, Shanice Kaysen, to make it 23-16. Raiders in the press. In backcourt, this is Gray. Gray kicks it over to Hawks. Out on the left wing. Hawks comes back toward the middle. 5:25 left in the half. 23-16, Xavier. Stratman out front to Holmes. Holmes puts it on the floor. Couple of dribbles over to Gray. Gray right side. Ball deflected off Stratman and went in the basket. Give it to Stratman. You folks quit laughing. That's not a laughing matter. People here. Oh, my goodness. 25-16. The ball caromed off Stratman's hand, went high in the air, and went right through the basket. Sometimes you know it's not your night. There's a ball inside to Ebony Rowe, backing in against Stratman. She'll go to the hoop off the glass and score. 25-18. Here's 4.5 minutes left. It's Moss. She's going to get an open. Gives it off to Holmes, and she gets a layup. Raiders are caught in a two-on-one situation under the goal, 27-18. Kaysen out front to Courtney Jones. Into the circle. Kicks it right wing to Lakin Leonard. Puts it on the floor, drives to the foul line, dumps it off to Kiki for a jumper that's good, 16 feet away. Kiki Stewart drops it through, and it's 27-20, Xavier. Backcourt Hawks to Stratman. Back to Gray. Gray across the line to Holmes. Holmes, pull-up jumper from 18, knocked it down. And a timeout taken by Xavier. 30-second timeout. Xavier leading 29-20. This is not a media break. We'll keep it right here. Remember, Toys for Tots. This is Christmas month, of course, and Tuesday, when the Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders men's team will play Belmont, members of the United States Marine Corps Reserve will be at all of the entrances to the Murphy Center collecting Toys for Tots. Please bring a new unwrapped toy, and the Marines will be happy to accept that, and they will be distributed at Christmas time to children who otherwise might not get a gift at Christmas. So Toys for Tots Tuesday before the Belmont game. Here's Kaysen in front court to Courtney Jones. Jones top of the key. In the corner to Leonard. Lakin skip pass on the post. Underneath, Ebony Rowe turns. Overshot that one and missed it. Stratman got the rebound. Over it comes to Moss. Moss in front court. It's 29-20. Long three, no good. Rebound Kiki Stewart. Over to Kaysen. Shanice gets it across to Courtney Jones. There's Leonard wide open in the corner. Courtney shoots a three, and she cans it. Courtney Jones and MTMC three. To make it 29-23, Xavier back in front court. Moss with the basketball. Penetrates the lane. Kicks it off. Stolen by Lake and Leonard. Leonard going to hold up. Give it to Kaysen. Long pass to Courtney. Looked at a three. There's the three. It is no good. And the rebound taken by Stratman. And fouled by who? Jones or Leonard? We'll check it out, but we have a media timeout here. 2:48 remaining in the half. And with timeout to score, Xavier 29, Middle Tennessee 23. From Elegant Sports, you're listening. Middle Tennessee basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
What a state of generosity. Look what my agent got for me just by switching to State Farm. A few hundred unexpected bucks, I couldn't ask for more. But now I've got to figure out what I should use it for. A new bike would be radical, but maybe something practical, like a pet baboon with one robotic arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
In Murfreesboro, call State Farm agents Mel Adams and Jeannie Ullman.
Behind everything you're searching for is something you're actually looking for. When you search with the Real Yellow Pages, you get more than a contractor. You get a whole new curb appeal. It's not just getting directions to a dry cleaner with YP.com. It's rescuing an old favorite from the back of the closet. And it's more than finding a locksmith with YP.com on your mobile. It's getting to sleep in your own bed. Whatever it might be, there are more ways to search and more ways to find exactly what you're looking for with the Real Yellow Pages, YP.com, and YP.com on your mobile. Only from AT&T.
WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
Raiders trail by a score of 29-23. That foul was on Lake and Leonard, and it'll be a 1-1 for Xavier when we return. Middle Tennessee, 9 out of 25, 36%, 3 of 8 from three-point, 2 of 6 at the foul line. Xavier, 11 of 21, 52%, 0 of 7 from three-point range, 7 of 9 at the foul line. Rebound edge to Xavier, 17 to 11. And turnovers, 8 for Middle Tennessee, including 2 shot clock violations, 11 turnovers for Xavier. At the free throw line is Stratman shooting a 1-1. Foul shot is no good, and the rebound taken by Iceland Eli. Raiders bring it down, trailing by 6. Basket here could be big. We're getting close to intermission. Here's Courtney Jones. Kaysen right wing into Ebony Rowe. Underneath against Stratman. Had great position. Laid it up and in. 29-25, and the Raiders cut it to 4. In backcourt, Hawks coming over to Gray. Gray on the left wing to Moss. One dribble and back to Hawks. Hawks takes a look, penetrates to the foul line. Stop there, double team, get it back to Stratman. A little backdoor pass to Moss, intercepted and stolen by Courtney Jones. Raiders with another takeaway, and Kaysen brings it down. Important possession with 2 minutes left in the half. Middle Tennessee down by 4. Here's Jones out at top of the key to Kaysen. Looking inside for Eli. Couldn't get it to her. Kaysen comes back out front to Ebony Rowe, who's pulled outside. Now to Eli. Iceland to Jones, inside to Ebony. Spins a left-hand hook, no good. Rebound, Eli puts it up and misses. It's out of bounds to Middle Tennessee. 1:37 to play in the first half. Xavier leading by 4. Raiders with an out-of-bounds play. Out it comes to Courtney Jones. Right side to Lake and Leonard. Leonard on top. Eli. Eli guarded by Gray. Back to Kaysen. Out to Ebony Rowe. Starts a drive all the way in there. Laid it up. Scored, and she's fouled. Ebony will go to the free throw line, and Stratman picks up the foul, her first. Ebony now with 12 points. She'll get one shot. She's 2 out of 6 at the line. 29-27. Rose free throw. Good. 3-point play. Cuts the lead to 1 at 29-28. Xavier brings it down. 1:17 left in the half. Raiders have cut it to 1. They had been down by 12. Here's Hawks out on the right side. Comes back to Gray. Gray inside to Moss. Moss checked up by Rowe, who blocks the shot. Takes it away. Raiders with the basketball. 1 minute left in the half. Here's Shanice Kaysen in front court to Courtney Jones. Raiders need a good possession here. Into Ebony Rowe. Backing in. Turns. Can't get a shot. Kaysen in the corner. Penetrates the lane. Little jumper. Good by Kaysen. Raiders take the lead 30 to 29. 38 seconds left in the half. Big basket by the freshman, Shanice Kaysen. Here's Hawks in front court. Hawks, little head fake, still on the dribble. Starts, pulls up, top of the key, misses. Air ball, out of bounds to the Raiders. 25 seconds left in the half. Raiders need to burn the entire 25 as the shot clock has been turned off. So Kaysen will put the ball in on her hip and stand in back court and let some time run off. Middle Tennessee leading 30 to 29. Raiders have come from 12 points down to lead by one. Courtney Jones, seven on the clock. Kaysen, Eli in the lane. Shot no good. And a foul on Eli. It's called a charge. Xavier gets the ball with 1.7. No fouls here. Center court shot is no good as the half ends. Halftime at the Centus Center in Cincinnati, Ohio. Halftime score, Middle Tennessee 30 and Xavier 29. Stay with us now for our Middle Tennessee Medical Center halftime show. That'll be coming up next from Nelligan Sports. You're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball right here on the Blue Raider Network.
I am so hungry. I gotta get something to eat, and I have another class in like 30 minutes.
Hey, if you're gonna be on campus, eat on campus. MT Dining Services has 7 different locations and tons of food choices to meet whatever you're craving.
You're right. Why waste gas, money, or time trying to go off campus when there's so much to eat at MTSU? Thanks.
No problem. Just use your Flexbox and go get me some Quiznos. And remember, when Blue Raiders got to eat, MT Dining is there.
For more information about MT Dining Services, visit KUC Building Room 204 or online at mtdining.com.
I love this store. They have such a selection.
The quality is excellent.
Customers are talking about all the ways there are to save at Kroger.
The people are helpful.
The fish is always at a good price. The chicken's at a good price.
The Kroger brand ice cream, it's a great price, but it's a good quality.
Fresh produce is always at the top of my list.
I can come and save on produce and go to the pharmacy and take care of my other needs and still save.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
It's an all-around good shopping experience.
Each month, the Pepsi Refresh Project awards up to $1.3 million in refresh grants. Anyone can submit. Anyone can vote. Your choice makes a difference. Which means that every time you drink a Pepsi, you do more than refresh yourself. You refresh the world. So the next time you're standing in front of a soda machine debating between this cola and that cola, choose the cola that hooked up music students in Spokane with a new set of instruments. When you're reaching into a cooler full of ice at your buddy's barbecue, choose the soda that gave every graduating senior at Nottoway Valley High a scholarship. If you're feeling indecisive in the soda aisle, choose Pepsi, and you might be helping an apparel company make a t-shirt that can change the world. Go to refresheverything.com and find out how your choice can make a difference. The Pepsi Refresh Project. Every Pepsi refreshes the world.
Take a break with Bunny Bread. With the soft, fresh taste you know and love, Bunny Bread is baked with nutritious, complex carbohydrates to give you the energy you need to get back in the game. Whether you're eating it for breakfast, a between-meal snack, or sandwiches while watching the Blue Raiders play, from the first slice to the last, Bunny Bread is a quick and delicious way to get nutrition, energy, and satisfaction. Bunny Bread, an official corporate partner of Blue Raider Athletics.
That's what I said. Bunny Bread.
Brad
Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers opened their first location in 1967. Since that time, technology has changed the equipment for both collision repair and basketball. Bradshaw's has the latest technology required to safely repair today's complex intelligent cars. They'll meet or exceed your expectations every time. Dedicated people, the best equipment, and years of experience make Bradshaw's a winning team. If your vehicle receives a charging foul, choose the best repair possible. Call Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers, your home team for collision repairs. Choice of Blue Raider Athletics.
The home of the Blue Raiders, WGNS.
Today by MTNC, we're here for life. And Middle Tennessee trailing at one time by 12 points in the first half has stormed back in the final minutes of the first half to take the lead 30-29. That's the way we stand at intermission. Raiders got the first 5 points of the night, but and led 5-4 at the first media break. However, Xavier tied it at 5 and then went on a 10-point run, actually, and led 10-5. 14-9, Xavier, at the 11:59 mark. At the third media break, it was 19-11 in favor of the Musketeers, and they then extended that lead to 23-11 with about 6.5 minutes left in the first half. But from that point on, Middle Tennessee outscored Xavier 19-6, and the Raiders lead by a score of 30-29 at halftime. Ebony Rowe, 13 points to lead the Raiders. Amber Gray, 10 points to lead Xavier. We'll give you all the first half stats on our Roscoe Brown Heating and Air halftime stat report. That'll be coming up, and we'll have that for you next following this break. Timeout now as our MTMC halftime show continues from Cincinnati. Middle Tennessee leading 30-29 from Elegant Sports. You're on the Blue Raider Network.
Hey fans, have you checked out the Boulevard? They've got over 25 HD TVs, 30 beers on tap, all the sports packages, great pizzas, wings, burgers, sandwiches, all to satisfy your hunger. Happy hours from 11 to 7 with $2 domestic beers and $2 liquor drinks, as well as their new Bushwhacker frozen cocktail. On game days, don't forget to come over and listen to the Blue Raider pregame and postgame show at the Boulevard at the corner of Main Street and Middle Tennessee Boulevard. Let's go Blue!
Ugh, great. Fred is my secret Santa.
What did I do?
Are the gifts you bestow at best only so-so?
This happens every year.
Make it your mission to start a new office tradition. Give the people on your list new holiday instant games.
Do they work?
Like a charm. And now the Tennessee Lottery has 3 new instant games, Holiday Green, Money Tree, and Holiday Gold, to provide maximum excitement.
Wow, that sounds great.
Holiday instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Some disassembly required. Game-changing fun.
Your AC isn't working, the problem is unknown. So right now being inside is outside your comfort zone. So let Roscoe put the comfort back in your comfort zone.
Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown by calling 888-MY-ROSCOE or go to RoscoeBrown.com. Roscoe Brown, your friend in heating and cooling since 1940.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Jordan, an orthopedic surgeon with Middle Tennessee Medical Center. As the official health care providers of the MTSU Blue Raiders, we know the importance of getting players healthy and back in the game. Middle Tennessee Medical Center provides comprehensive orthopedic care with expertise to return each patient to an active and functional lifestyle. Our team is highly experienced in orthopedic and joint replacement surgery, which means better outcomes and quicker recoveries. To make an appointment with an MTMC orthopedic specialist, call 615-284-BONE.
In today's economy, we all have a responsibility, as we should, to help others, especially those who have had life-altering experiences in these trying times. We here at Tire World have this foremost in our minds. We have met with all of our suppliers, and thanks to their response, we should have the ability to supply tires for every budget. Tire World in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne, repairing cars and caring about people.
At Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Sonic's got it, others don't. Sonic's got your ultimate drink stop with half-price drinks and slushes during happy hour from 2 to 4 p.m. every day. And their entire menu is available all day. Sonic can always help you make that breakfast for dinner switcheroo, like a breakfast burrito after dark. Try something off their everyday value menu. Grab one of their legendary burgers or Coney Island dogs. Or maybe you're jonesing for a premium roast coffee or a frozen favorite. You can get what you want, when you want, at Sonic. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne. Sonic, America's drive-in.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS.
From the Census Center, campus of Xavier University, a rather small Jesuit school in Cincinnati that has a long tradition of winning basketball, both men's and women's competition. We'll check the Roscoe Brown Heating and Air halftime stats. There are a few things in life you can depend on. Roscoe Brown is one of them. And as a matter of fact, I don't have my halftime stats yet. They haven't brought them around. We will improvise. Middle Tennessee, and we'll look on the stat monitor, 12 out of 30 in the first half for 40%. 3 out of 8 from three-point land and 3 of 7 at the foul line. That's all Ebony Rowe at the free throw line. Xavier, 11 of 23, 48% in the first half, 0 of 7 from three-point, 7 of 10 at the foul line. Rebound, 17 for Xavier, 16 for Middle Tennessee. Turnovers, the Musketeers have 12 first-half turnovers. Middle Tennessee with 9 turnovers in the first half. And the Raiders lead it at halftime by a score of 30-29. For Middle Tennessee, Ebony Rowe has 13 points on 5 of 11 from the field and 3 of 7 at the foul line. Also 6 rebounds in the first half for Ebony Rowe. 6 points for Courtney Jones, has a couple of three-point baskets. 5 points for Shanice Kaysen, 1 three-pointer, 1 two-pointer. 2 points for Iceland Eli, 2 points for Lake and Leonard, and 2 points for Kiki Stewart. For Xavier, 10 points for Amber Gray, 3 of 5 from the field, 4 of 4 at the line. Also 2 rebounds. Patchko played only briefly in the first half, getting an early foul trouble, 2 points. Moss, 2 points. Hawks, 2 points. Holmes has 6. Stratman, 4. Johnson, 2. And Wanninger has 1 point in the first half for the Musketeers. Xavier 3-4 on the year. They've won 2 in a row. Middle Tennessee 5-4 on the year, coming off a win over Austin Peay. Raiders will play again on Sunday afternoon against Georgia Tech. That'll be a 2 o'clock game. We'll be on the air with our pregame show at 1:30, while Xavier will not have any games scheduled for the next 10 days or so. They'll be in semester exams and will play on December the 18th, 19th, and 20th at Las Vegas, Nevada. They'll play 3 games out there in a tournament. So that's what the teams have looking forward to in the next few days. Middle Tennessee at home Sunday at 2 o'clock against Georgia Tech. Remember, the men's team will be at home tomorrow afternoon. That's a 5 o'clock starting time, and that is correct, 5 o'clock against UT Martin. We'll take our final break and be back to wrap it up on the MTMC Halftime Show after this timeout from Nelligan Sports on the Blue Raider Network.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A Go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per-check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your Go account at one of Ascend's 3 Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
Ah, the backyard. It's your haven, your family gathering place. It's also where some great food is made. And at Backyard Burgers, it was our inspiration. So at Backyard Burgers, we only use the best ingredients for our sandwiches, like 1/3 pound black Angus beef burgers and juicy chicken breasts, all cooked over an open flame, then topped with the freshest, most flavorful toppings. Because in your backyard, you wouldn't have it any other way, and neither would we. The traditions of the backyard are going strong at Backyard Burgers. Come in for a cookout today.
What's that about?
Oh, the TOA cheer.
TOA?
You know, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance.
Why are they cheering for them?
Well, they take care of more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone, treating joints, bones, muscles.
So if one of these players needs help, they should call TOA?
Yeah, or they can just yell, because there's likely a TOA physician already courtside. They love basketball.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, official team physician of Blue Raiders Athletics. Visit TOA.com today.
Embassy Suites is the perfect place for getaways for the whole family or a romantic weekend for two. Our Gateway Grill restaurant is open for lunch, serving your favorite soups, salads, and sandwiches. And for dinner, handcrafted appetizers, a selection of contemporary entrees, and delectable desserts. The restaurant also features two private dining rooms that are perfect for any intimate gathering. Call Embassy Suites at 615-890-4464 and ask about special room packages today.
Electronic Express, your official Blue Raider electronics store. With more name brands, the best selection, the best service, and the lowest prices guaranteed on all high-definition TVs from Sony, Samsung, Panasonic, Sharp, Toshiba, LG, and more. Follow all the Blue Raider action this season with an LG 42-inch high-definition TV for only $499. Plus, get free financing for 12 months on all HD TVs, $399 and up. Electronic Express, your official Blue Raider electronics store.
Maryville to Memphis, son, you better get this. Everywhere you go, I'm gonna be there too. I'll be there in Allgood, Berry Hill, and Brentwood. You can bet your buckle I'll be looking for you. Up in Nashville, I will find you. Down in Dixon, I'll be there. Out in Dover, pulling you over. Like your mama said, you better best beware.
Wherever you go in Tennessee, if you're driving under the influence, you're gonna get nailed. Paid for by the Governor's Highway Safety Office.
Beware.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Broadcast center here on Media Row. Visit Colonel Howerton Automotive today in Shelbyville, Tennessee. Raiders lead 30-29. Thank you for joining us for our MTMC halftime show. Ready to go into the second half. Middle Tennessee will have the basketball first. Our broadcast tonight, brought to you in part by the Learning Circle, Middle Tennessee's largest educational supply showroom. The Learning Circle is located on South Church Street next to Toots, your home for good food and fun, of course. Middle Tennessee outscored Xavier 19-6 in the final 6 minutes of the first half to take a 30-29 lead. Lake and Leonard will inbound the ball from near midcourt, unless you'll be out there with Kaysen and Eli, Jones and Ebony Rowe. The ball coming into Kaysen. Raiders go to work on the offensive end. Left wing to Courtney Jones. Back to Kaysen. Kaysen on the left wing. Rowe pulled out there. Kicks it out on top to Eli. Right side to Kaysen. Kaysen looking into the lane. Comes back to Courtney Jones. Jones, skip pass inside Ebony Rowe. Turn, spins, and shot no good. Got her own rebound and followed it in. Ebony Rowe missed, but rebounded the shot back in. It's 32-29, and the Raiders press, but Hawks beats the press. Down to Holmes. She lays it in for an easy two. 32-31, Middle Tennessee. Kaysen back in front court. Kaysen to Courtney Jones on the right side. Works off a screen from Eli. Over it goes to Kaysen. Kaysen drifting back to the middle, man, between the circles. Out front to Ebony Rowe. Rowe out on the wing. Eli. Kaysen right side for three. No good, long rebound. And be taken by Patchko for Xavier. Patchko played little in the first half, getting an early foul trouble. She's back out there starting the second half. Hawks out high. They go low to Patchko. Up with a shot. She scores. And just like that, Xavier back in the lead at 33-32. Kaysen on the wing to Courtney Jones. Jones to Eli, top of the key. Swings it right to Lakin Leonard. Leonard looking inside. Comes back outside to Kaysen. Kaysen backs it up. Works around to pick from Ebony Rowe all the way. Off the glass, no good, and Patchko the rebound. Patchko clears it out to Moss. Moss in front court, deep on the left side to Holmes. Inside, and a pushing foul on Eli. Pushing Gray, who was posted up low. Ice gets her third foul. Will be replaced by Kiki Stewart. Xavier gets the ball under the basket. Hawks pass it in. All the way out front it comes to Holmes at long range. Holmes into the lane, shoots a runner there and scores. Back-to-back baskets by Holmes will make it 35-32. Xavier, long three, left side, swish. Courtney Jones from three-point range. Gets her third MTNC three tonight. Ties it up. Right side, Holmes. Her shot no good. She's called for steps before the shot, which went in. We're tied for only the second time in the game, but it's 35-35. Kaysen to bring it down for the Raiders. Kaysen works across the line to Courtney Jones on the wing. Dribbles laterally into the circle. Now back in the corner to Kaysen inside. Left-hand hook, no good. Rowe had it spin off the rim, and Patchko with the rebound. Patchko gives the ball to Moss. Xavier with the ball. We're tied 35 apiece. Moss dribbling out near the center line. And being shattered out there by Courtney Jones. Out to Patchko, to Hawks. Holmes tried to post up. Lakin Leonard wouldn't let her have the position. Here comes Hawks. Shot clock running down. Out to Moss. Penetrates the lane. Dishes inside. Shot no good. And a foul against the Raiders. 1 second left on the shot clock. This may be on Lakin Leonard. And it is. Nope, it's on Kiki. Kiki Stewart gets her second foul. And Amber Gray to the line, shooting two shots. And again, the Raiders bail them out on that 30-second clock with a foul. Here is the free throw good. Leonard will come out and Janae Brinkley in. 36-35 Xavier. One more for Amber Gray, the transfer from the Tennessee Lady Vol program, hits them both. 37-35 Xavier. In front court it goes to Courtney Jones and lost it out of bounds over in front of the Raider bench. So Xavier will play it in back court. Long pass across the line. Moss coming in against Kiki. Spins with a hook and scores. 39-35, Xavier. Raiders in front court. Here's Kaysen to Courtney Jones. Inside the circle, backs it off. Right side, Kaysen. Whistle. Offensive foul on Janae Brinkley. That'll be her third foul. Also the third team foul against the Raiders. And the ball inbounded to Moss. Long cross-court pass stolen by Ebony Rowe. Rowe to Kaysen Jones. Three in the air, left side. Good! Courtney Jones with her fourth three-pointer of the game. And it's 39-38. Xavier's lead is cut to one. Down on the left side, it's Holmes. Holmes out front to Hawks. Guarded by Kaysen. Hawks with the ball on the floor. High post, Patchko. Down low, spin move, Moss laid it in. 41-38 Xavier. Kaysen works across the line to Courtney Jones. Three on the right side. Good again! Courtney's fifth three-pointer. And we are tied at 41-all and a pass out of bounds as Xavier throws it away. at the media timeout. 15:34 remaining in this basketball game. A Toots timeout. Toots, your home for good food and fun. The score tied, 41-41. We'll take a break. Nelligan Sports, you're on the Blue Raider Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Jordan, an orthopedic surgeon with Middle Tennessee Medical Center. As the official health care providers of the MTSU Blue Raiders, we know the importance of getting players healthy and back in the game. Middle Tennessee Medical Center provides comprehensive orthopedic care with expertise to return each patient to an active and functional lifestyle. Our team is highly experienced in orthopedic and joint replacement surgery, which means better outcomes and quicker recoveries. To make an appointment with an MTMC orthopedic specialist, call 615-284-BONE.
Customers come to Kroger because they know they'll get the best quality and the best price.
I shop at Kroger because the prices are awesome.
It's no secret to Kroger customers. Just look for the yellow tags for savings in every aisle.
The yellow tags, they help and they make a difference.
You can find yellow tags everywhere.
At Kroger, you can find a good selection, but at a better price than you can find just about anywhere else.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
Shopping here saves us tons of money.
It's MTSU Sports on WGNS.
From outside the three-point line, she's now 5 out of 7 for the game. Raiders 16 of 38, 42%. 6 of 12 from three-point range and 3 of 7 at the foul line. Xavier 16 of 28, 57%. 0 of 7 from three-point, 9 of 12 at the foul line. Rebounds, 20 for Xavier, 17 for Middle Tennessee. Turnovers, 11 for the Raiders, 15 for the Musketeers. Raiders basketball, Brinkley, Eli, Ebony Rowe, Courtney Jones, Shanice Kaysen for Middle Tennessee. Comes into Kaysen, 41-41. Raiders with an opportunity here to take the lead. Jones to Eli. Inside Ebony Rowe, spin move inside. Shot good by Rowe. And the Raiders lead 43-41. Ball coming to Hawks. Hawks in the front court, going to be double teamed and gets the ball away. Wanninger, who just came in at the timeout, gets the ball out front to Patchko and back to Hawks. Right side, Holmes drives into the lane, shoots a runner there and misses. And there's going to be a foul on the Raiders, I think. Eli picks up her fourth foul. And at the line, Lynette Holmes will shoot two. Fifteen minutes to play, and the free throw good. Eli out, Kiki Stewart back in, 43-42. Holmes has this one to tie. And hits it. She's hit four straight. 43-43. Tied for the fourth time and for the third time here in the second half. Courtney Jones on the wing, drives it into the lane, spins with a runner there, off the rim, no good, got her own rebound, and was fouled. Foul is on Patchko. That'll be her third. Back in for Xavier is Taisha Moss. Wanninger out. Stratman comes back in, and Patchko is out for the Musketeers. Raiders ball under the basket. Comes into Kaysen. Top of the key to Ebony Rowe. Left, Courtney Jones jumps. No good. Rebound taken by Hawks. Hawks down the floor on the dribble. Loses it. Picked up by Courtney Jones. Hawks trying to re-steal it, knocked it free, but Courtney controlled it over to Kaysen. Back to Brinkley on the right side. Back it comes to Kaysen. It's 43-43, 14 minutes, 20 seconds to play. Jones out in the middle, works on the left wing to Janae Brinkley. Kiki to the foul line, spins, jumps, shoots, scores. Second basket for Kiki Stewart. Raiders lead 45-43. Hawks to bring it down. No pressure this time in the backcourt. Hawks across the line, guarded by Kaysen. Hawks out high and Stratman dropped the ball, being pressured out there by Kiki Stewart. Gets it away to Holmes. Holmes driving through, shoots a runner there and misses. Battle for the rebound. Going to be picked up by Stratman. Under the basket, pass stolen by Ebony Rowe. Rowe cut in the lane and stole the pass as Kaysen brings it across to Courtney for three on the wing. Good again! Courtney Jones, 6 3-pointers, 4 in a row. Raiders lead 48-43. 5-point lead, Middle Tennessee. Here's Hawks out to Gray. Pass goes out of bounds. Threw it over the head of Stratman under the goal. And now it'll be Stratman leaving. And coming in is Johnson, Sabrina Johnson, a 6'2 senior. We'll have a timeout taken by Xavier. This will stretch to a full timeout. So with 13:11 to play, timeout on the floor with a score. Middle Tennessee 48, Xavier 43. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
Take a break with Bunny Bread. With the soft, fresh taste you know and love, Bunny Bread is baked with nutritious complex carbohydrates to give you the energy you need to get back in the game. Whether you're eating it for breakfast, a between-meal snack, or sandwiches while watching the Blue Raiders play, from the first slice to the last, Bunny Bread is a quick and delicious way to get nutrition, energy, and satisfaction. Bunny Bread, an official corporate partner of Blue Raider Athletics.
That's what I said. Bunny Bread.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because 5 kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
WGNS, AM-FM, online. Rutherford County's MTSU station.
Back in Cincinnati at the Centus Center. Middle Tennessee leading 48-43. Courtney Jones has hit 4 in a row from three-point range and now has 6 3-pointers in the game for 18 total points. Raiders will have the ball and will bring it down. Shanice Kaysen works across the line. Goes to Jones on the right wing. They've got Moss guarding her now. Back to Kaysen. Quick pass goes into the post. Turnaround jumper. Good by Kiki Stewart. And the Raiders lead 50-43 as Xavier brings it down. Middle Tennessee led by 1 at the half. Here's Hawks working outside. Hawks holding it. Pressured there by Kaysen. She calls a timeout. She had nowhere to go with the ball. And Xavier burns a timeout. They'll have Pascoe coming back in. And this will give us an opportunity to again remind you that one lucky Blue Raider fan will have a chance to drive into 2012 in a brand new Ford, courtesy of Miracle Ford of Gallatin and Al White Motors in Manchester. Stop by either location, register to win tickets to the New Year's Eve doubleheader against South Alabama, 2 games. Get your name in the running for a half-court shot to win a new Ford vehicle. It's all part of a big New Year's Eve event with the Middle Tennessee chapter of the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. Register at Miracle Ford in Gallatin or Al White Motors in Manchester. Register for free tickets to the game and also for a chance to win a new Ford. Xavier plays it in the Hawks. Hawks out near the center line. There's 10 on the shot clock. Goes to Moss. Starts the drive. Got in there with a shot. No good. And a foul is going to be on Kiki Stewart, I think. Nope. It's on Courtney. It's her second foul. 24 and 42 look a lot alike when they're giving the signals to the other side at the scores table. Courtney wearing 24. Labor puts it in. Holmes jumping 18-footer. No good. Rebound tipped and Kaysen saves it in to Courtney Jones. Nice hustle play by Shanice Kaysen. Courtney back to Kaysen now in front court. Raiders working with a 7-point lead and 12 minutes to play. Left wing, Courtney Jones. Hawks guarding her now over to Kaysen on the right side. Kaysen, one dribble, bounces into Kiki. Turnaround jump shot up and off. And the rebound going to be out of bounds. Touch last by Xavier. Raiders ball under the basket with a fresh shot clock. And here's the under 12 media timeout. Timeout on the floor, 11:58 to play. And with timeout, it's Middle Tennessee 50 and Xavier 43. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball right here on the Blue Raider Network.
I am so hungry. I gotta get something to eat, and I have another class in like 30 minutes.
Hey, if you're gonna be on campus, eat on campus. MT Dining Services has 7 different locations and tons of food choices to meet whatever you're craving.
You're right. Why waste gas, money, or time trying to go off campus when there's so much to eat at MTSU? Thanks.
No problem. Just use your Flexbox and go get me some Quiznos. And remember, when Blue Raiders got to eat, MT Dining is there.
For more information about MT Dining Services, visit KUC Building Room 204 or online at mtdining.com.
First Tennessee has lending options to help you with any number of dreams, like dream number 121, writing only one check a month. So whether you want it for consolidating debt, a house project, or education, we'll offer lending solutions for any opportunity, including dream number 257, exterminating wallpaper from your home. Plus, after you close on your loan, you'll get a free gift. For more information, visit a financial center or firsttennessee.com/dreamloan.
WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
The Raiders lead it 50-43. Middle Tennessee 20 of 45, 44%. 8 out of 15 here in the second half. 7 of 13 from three-point and 3 of 7 at the foul line. Xavier, 16 of 30, 53%. They've hit 5 of 7 in the second half. 0 of 7 from three-point range, 11 of 14 at the foul line. 22 rebounds for Xavier, 20 for the Raiders. Turnovers, 18 for Xavier, 11 for Middle Tennessee. Courtney Jones will inbound. Fresh 30 seconds on the shot clock. Here's the out-of-bounds play. Comes into Kaysen. Kiki, top of the key. Courtney on the right side. Looking in the lane. Back to Kiki Stewart. Back to Kaysen. Backs it up against Hawks to Courtney Jones. Jones penetrates to the foul line. Turns, feeds back to Kaysen. Inside it goes to Ebony Rowe and tried to save it from going out. Threw it back over the Raider bench. So the Raiders with their 12th turnover of the game. And Xavier has the basketball. Trailing by 7, it will be Hawks to bring it down. Hawks across the timeline. Works right wing to Holmes. Holmes into Patchko. Kaysen deflects the ball. It's out of bounds. Will go to Xavier under the basket. Kaysen dropped back inside and knocked that pass out of bounds. Here comes Hawks with an out of bounds pass in. She took a long time getting it in. Out to Patchko. Over to Holmes. Stops at the foul line and travels. Raiders will have the ball with 11:25 remaining. That's the 19th turnover for the Musketeers. Kaysen to bring it down. Kaysen across the line against Hawks. Left wing, Courtney Jones. Jones inside, Ebony Rowe, pretty good position. Off the glass, missed it. And the rebound taken by Gray. Ebony got it in good position that time under the basket, just didn't hit it. Moss stops out front. Double team. Knock free. Ebony Rose got it. She's going to come down one-on-one against Gray. Stops. Turns. And she travels. And the ball goes back to Xavier. Turnover number 13 for the Raiders. Musketeers with the ball. Hawks to bring it down with under 11 minutes to play. Raiders on top, 50-43. Hawks comes drifting over to the left side, comes out in the middle to Patchko, pulled way out. Back to Hawks. They're looking for Gray inside. Lob it to her, and Ebony Rowe deflects. Picked up by Kaysen. Kaysen in front court. Kaysen going to feed Jones on the left wing. Started to go three. Fed inside to Rowe. Kiki for three on the left. Zip! Kiki Stewart with a three from the left side. 53-43. Middle Tennessee's lead is 10. Xavier in front court. Hawks across the line. Comes right. Starts into the lane. Pick check there by Kaysen. Left side to Holmes. Three-pointer up and good. Holmes now with 15. 53-46, Middle Tennessee. Left side, Courtney Jones. Whistle and a foul. What do we got? It's against Xavier. Maybe on Patchco. Nope, it's on Amber Gray. That's her second. Only the second foul of the half against the Musketeers. Gray is going to leave, and Stratman is back in. Ball coming in the corner to Courtney Jones. Foul line to Brinkley on the right side. Came back in just a moment ago. Inside to Ebony Rowe against Stratman. Turns. Right hand hook. Scores it. 19 for Ebony Rowe. 55-46 Raiders. Across the line is Hawks. Hawks guarded out there by Kaysen. These two have had a battle all night. Back to Moss on the right side. Doubled up. Gets it away to Patchco. Over to Holmes on the left side. Starts to drive to the baseline. Spin move inside. Travel. 9:16 to play. 55-46 Raiders. Shanice Kaysen to bring it down. She'll be met at the center line by Hawks. Across the line, right wing, Courtney Jones. Screen from Kiki. Back to Kiki. Stewart, thought about a three. Back to Courtney. Jones working out front. Back to Kiki Stewart. Three in the air. That one is off, no good. And the rebound taken by Moss for the Musketeers. Over it comes to Hawks. Hawks in front court. Raiders on top, 55-46. Hawks top of the key. Stops back to Patchco. She'll fire up a three and miss. And the rebound out of bounds to Middle Tennessee with 8:36 to play. Shanice Kaysen will bring it down. Kaysen works it across the timeline. Beers to the right side. Gives it to Courtney Jones on the wing. Top of the key. Left side Kaysen. Three in the air. Got it. Shanice for three. 58-46. Middle Tennessee opens up a 12-point lead. They had trailed by 12 in the first half. Hawks out front to Patchco. Patchco to Holmes. Holmes working outside against Kiki Stewart. Puts it on the floor. Drives through. She charged, I think. And that is the call. Holmes with a foul. That's her second. Third team foul. And the Raiders have the ball in backcourt, leading 58-46. Brinkley to Shanice Kaysen. Middle Tennessee to bring it down. Just went under 8 minutes left. On the wing to Courtney Jones. Backs it up to Brinkley on the right side. Looking to feed the post. Can't find anybody. Comes back out front to Courtney Jones to Ebony Rowe. Ebony on the right side to Kiki. Eight on the shot clock. Kiki going to fire up a long one. It is no good. Rebound, Ebony Rowe fakes up, scores on the rebound. Put back 60-46, Middle Tennessee. Xavier in front court. Hawks with the ball outside. Hawks, she'll fire up a three and miss. Rebound taken by Shanice Kaysen. She'll slow the pace a little bit as she comes down the floor. 7-11 to play. Hawks against Kaysen. Kaysen works it across the line. Gets it over to Courtney Jones. Courtney breaks left. Lob pass inside and whistle and a foul. It is on Moss. That'll be her first. And it will be a media timeout. 7:02 remaining. Timeout on the floor with the score. Middle Tennessee 60, Xavier 46. From Elegant Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
Each month, the Pepsi Refresh Project awards up to $1.3 million in refresh grants. Anyone can submit. Anyone can vote. Your choice makes a difference. Which means that every time you drink a Pepsi, you do more than refresh yourself. you refresh the world. So the next time you're standing in front of a soda machine debating between this cola and that cola, choose the cola that hooked up music students in Spokane with a new set of instruments. When you're reaching into a cooler full of ice at your buddy's barbecue, choose the soda that gave every graduating senior at Nottoway Valley High a scholarship. If you're feeling indecisive in the soda aisle, choose Pepsi, and you might be helping an apparel company make a t-shirt that can change the world. Go to refresheverything.com and find out how your choice can make a difference. The Pepsi Refresh Project. Every Pepsi refreshes the world.
The home of the Blue Raiders. WGNS, AM/FM, online.
In part by McCarter Catron East Law Firm, providing fearless legal representation. When you need a big decision to go your way, contact McCarter Catron East, MCE Law. Or you can contact them on the internet at mcelaw.com. They're located on the public square in Murfreesboro. Middle Tennessee shooting 46% on 24 of 52. Xavier 52% on 17 of 33. Raiders ball under the basket. Fresh shot clock. Ball comes into Kaysen. Out to Lakin Leonard, who's back in there. Came in for Brinkley at the timeout. Back to Kaysen. To Courtney Jones, right wing. Around a screen from Stewart. Drives the lane. Dishes off. And Ebony Rowe with an open layup scores. On the assist from Courtney Jones, 62 to 46. And the ball out of bounds. Kaysen trying to force a turnover by herself in the backcourt. Just deflected it out of bounds. Hawks, who had gone out briefly, is back in there. Hawks will bring it down. Working outside. Ball stolen by Lakin Leonard. She'll hold it up, give it back to Kaysen. Lakin Leonard with a steal. She's had several tonight. Kaysen pushes the dribble into the front court. Around a high screen from Kiki Stewart. Backs it up. Courtney Jones, right side. Inside, Ebony Rowe. Spins. Kaysen, three in the air. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, scrap for it. Out of bounds. I think it's off Xavier. It is. Raiders will have it with a fresh shot clock as Wanninger checks back in for Holmes for the Musketeers. Raiders will have it. Side front court into Kaysen. Kaysen backs it up. Out to Courtney Jones, to Ebony Rowe. Backs in, turns with a hook, no good. Rebound battle for, went out of bounds off Kiki Stewart. And Xavier will have it in backcourt with 5:57 to play. Raiders leading 62 to 46. Hawks to bring it down. Hawks works in the front court. There's a foul away from the ball. Kiki hit the floor. And a foul on Xavier. And I think Patchko may have fouled out. Stratman back in. I just had her with three, but she may have had four. She left right away as if she knew what the count was. There's a ball stolen now by Amber Gray, and the Raiders waste a possession there. Xavier back in front court. Xavier's Hawks works outside to Gray. Inside, a little give and go. And shot wide open, missed by Stratman. Rebound, Kiki Stewart. Over to Kaysen. 5:17 to play. Middle Tennessee leading 62 to 46. Raiders led by one at the half. Jones right wing. Ebony Rowe drops it out of bounds. It'll go to Xavier. Raiders careless on their last two possessions, have thrown it away. Iceland Eli will check back in for Kiki Stewart, who may be a little winded. It's a slap on the back from her coach, Rick Ensel, as she comes off the floor. Hawks to bring it down for Xavier. Working outside. Still on the dribble. Starts right. Stops. Ball knocked free by Kaysen. Picked up by Eli. Raiders with another takeaway. Over to Courtney Jones. Courtney in front court. Three in the air. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Eli tries to save it. And what do we got here? A foul. Tried to save it into Ebony Rowe. It's on Xavier. I didn't get the number, and they don't put them up on the board here. Ball coming out to Kaysen, Eli, Jones, little runner inside, off the rim, no good. Fight for the rebound, Jones scrapping for it. Held ball, it's going to go to Xavier on the alternate possession arrow with 4.5 minutes to play. Raiders lead 62-46. We've been stuck on that score for a while, which is just fine with me. Here's Hawks across the line. Starts right, blocking foul on Kaysen. That'll be her second. Sixth team foul on the Raiders. It'll be out of bounds to Xavier. Under the basket. Hawks will inbound. All right, here's the ball in her hands now. Looking inside or outside to Moss. Moss drives the baseline, stops. Pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound slapped around, taken by Stratman. Back to Moss for three, and that one's no good. Picked off by Gray and stolen from her by Shanice Kaysen. Kaysen will bring it down. Kaysen in the front court to the foul line. Underneath, Eli lays it in off the assist from Shanice Kaysen. It is 64-46 Raiders. Xavier in front court. Hawks works right. Guarded by Kaysen. Fires up a long three and hits it. 64-49. 3:37 to play. Still looking for a dead ball to get that last media timeout. Ball over to Courtney Jones. Drives the lane. Loose ball, deflected. There's the held ball. It'll go to Middle Tennessee, and we will have the final media timeout, a Toots timeout. Toots, you're home for good food and fun with a score. Middle Tennessee 64, Xavier 49. Timeout. Time in for this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
I love this store. They have such a selection.
The quality is excellent.
Customers are talking about all the ways there are to save at Kroger.
The people are helpful.
The fish is always at a good price. The chicken's at a good price.
The Kroger brand ice cream, it's a great price, but it's a good quality.
Fresh produce is always at the top of my list.
I can come and save on produce and go to the pharmacy and take care of my other needs and still save.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
It's an all-around good shopping experience.
What's that about?
Oh, the TOA cheer.
TOA?
You know, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance.
Why are they cheering for them?
Well, they take care of more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone, treating joints, bones, muscles.
So if one of these players needs help, they should call TOA?
Yeah, or they can just yell, because there's likely a TOA physician already courtside. They love basketball.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, official team physician of Blue Raiders Athletics. Visit TOA.com today.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS.
Raiders lead 64-49. We have 3:26 to play in this ballgame. Sudsy's Unlimited Car Wash Club starts for as little as $12.99 a month for the basic wash and $19.99 a month for the top-of-the-line platinum wash. As many times as you want in the month. Visit any time during basketball season. Tell them you heard it on the Blue Raider Network. Your first month is free. That says in F-R-E-E, free. Raiders shooting 26 of 58, 45%. We'll have the ball under the basket. Courtney Jones takes it all the way back out front to Shanice Kaysen. Kaysen guarded by Hawks. Ebony Rowe on the left wing. Eli, top of the key. Right to Kaysen. Kaysen takes a look inside, penetrates to the foul line, jumps and misses off the rim. Eli chases down the rebound. That's a fresh shot clock. Kaysen backs it up. 3:06 to play. Kaysen comes bouncing left to Courtney Jones. Courtney in the lane. Out on the right side to Lake and Leonard. Bounces inside. Ebony Rowe stops. and feeds it back in the corner to Leonard. Lakin deep on the right side, back to Courtney, back to Ebony Rowe at the foul line, runs into a double team, spins with a shot, no good, and the rebound taken by Ebony, puts it up again, no good, and a foul. Stop the clock with 2:41 to play. Ebony Rowe at the free throw line. Johnson picks up the foul, her third. Two shots for Ebony. 23 points tonight. Nine rebounds. Free throw rattles and comes out. No good. Gets one more. Gray back in. Johnson out for Xavier. And one more at the line for Ebony Rowe. .241 left. Got in the air. Good. She's got 24. 65-49. Raiders up 16. Hawks with the ball. Comes out to Moss. Moss comes around a screen. Drives all the way. Missed the shot. I think somebody got a hand on it. Now Courtney Jones in front court. Over to Lakin Leonard. Three in the air. That one is no good. Rebound taken by Ebony Rowe. She'll bring it back out front to Kaysen. Kaysen whips it over to Jones on the right side. Jones delivers it to Kaysen in the corner. Underneath to Ebony Rowe. Fouled by Moss. And on Tysha Moss, that's number two. Seventh foul. There'll be a one and one coming. I'd almost rather have the ball out of bounds in this situation with a fresh shot clock. Knock this first one down, Ebony, and we'll worry about the second one. 2:08 to play. Foul shot is up and no good. Long rebound, and Ebony's got it. I think that's her 10th rebound. Out front it comes to Courtney Jones. Jones to Kaysen. Left side to Courtney. Courtney, top of the key, right to Lakin Leonard. Looks inside, instead comes back out to Courtney Jones. Back to Shanice Kaysen. Left wing, Eli, top of the key, Kaysen, right side. Kaysen out to Courtney for three. It rims out. Stratman the rebound with 1:35 to play. Over to Hawks. Hawks to Holmes. Holmes, lob pass inside. Raiders deflect it out of bounds. It'll go to Xavier with 1:26 to play. 65-49, Middle Tennessee. Hawks looking in the lane. Can't find anybody. Oh, she almost took too long. Into Wanninger. Wanninger puts it on the floor, drives through, bounces now, and a foul. It may be on Eli if it is. Nope, it's on Courtney. Jones with her third foul. Stratman at the line shooting two. And the first one is no good. 1:20 to play. Raiders lead it 65-49. Freshman Stratman, one more. Up and missed. Rebound taken by Eli. Over to Shanice Kaysen. Ebony Rowe has another double-double tonight. Courtney Jones. Ebony will be our Ford, built Ford Tough player of the game, presented by your Middle Tennessee Ford dealers. Visit MidSouthFord.com for all Ford makes and models. Ford, drive one. Eli, top of the key. Long one, Kaysen, no good. Shot clock running out, ball out of bounds, and the Raiders will give it up with 50 seconds to play. Middle Tennessee leading 65-49. Xavier with the ball in front court. Outside, Holmes in the corner. Coming back out to Amber Gray. 27 seconds left. Gray fires up a long three and misses. Rebound Lakin Leonard over to Courtney Jones. She's going to hold it in backcourt. The shot clock has been turned off. And Xavier will not pressure the ball. Middle Tennessee will win this game by a score of 65-49. Raiders go to 6-4 on the year. Xavier drops to 3-5. Stay with us now for our first Tennessee postgame show coming your way next. From Nelligan Sports, you're on the Blue Raider Network.
Behind everything you're searching for is something you're actually looking for. When you flip through the real yellow pages for a plumber, you're actually looking to reclaim your home from a renegade faucet. It's not just getting directions to a tailor with YP.com. It's looking your best for an interview. And it's more than finding a mechanic with YP.com on your mobile. It's getting your road trip back on track. Whatever it might be, there are more ways to search and more ways to find exactly what you're looking for with the real yellow pages, YP.com, and YP.com on your mobile. Only from AT&T.
First Tennessee has lending options to help you with any number of dreams, like dream number 121, writing only one check a month. So whether you want it for consolidating debt, a house project, or education, we'll offer lending solutions for any opportunity, including dream number 257, exterminating wallpaper from your home. Plus, after you close on your loan, you'll get a free gift. For more information, visit a financial center or firsttennessee.com/dreamloan.
Ugh, great. Fred is my secret Santa.
What did I do? Are the gifts you bestow at best only so-so? This